Welcome, everyone, to the Meaningful Hearts podcast, where we discuss the everyday questions that make us or break us if we let them. With your hosts, Drew and Daniela, take our hands and let's walk this journey together.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of the Meaningful Hearts podcast. On today's episode, Drew is in the hot seat as we do questions from a therapist. Now, it's just two questions this time. Drew is not privy to know the questions prior to me asking, just in case anybody's wondering. But I like these questions. You ready?
Yes, of course. I'm blindfolded and ready.
Okay, I don't know about blindfolded, but... The first question is, what is the biggest misconception about you?
That I'm a jerk. A pompous jerk. I know it all. I would say that I guess I do have a very strong personality, and I'm something that it was told to me a long time ago. And I guess I took it personally because I was explaining how somebody took what I said to them the wrong way. And I was like, well, I'm just giving them advice. And it's always resonates with me. It's the worst advice is advice that was never asked for, right?
Oh my goodness. I'm going to interrupt you for a second because it's just so crazy that I literally had this conversation today with a client.
Yeah, we've had this conversation too, I think.
Yeah, but it's just funny that it just so happens to come up right now because what you just said is literally what I just said.
Yeah. Oh, and the other misconception about me is that I'm clairvoyant. So...
Of course, you had to throw the humor in there. Yeah. But I'm so sorry that I interrupted you. No, were you saying?
That's okay. That's great. That's great. It's a very hard, fast lesson because I think that a lot of people didn't tell me that that's what they thought of me, but they slowly moved away or acted weird towards me. And I'm like, what happened to these relationships? Why do people, even at work, I used to get that at work. I'm like being like alienated. Like they're just not fucking with me anymore, not talking to me anymore. What's going on? And I used to get like frustrated, like, why are these people acting different? And I was like, I wonder if their perception of me or how I'm behaving. And I think when that realization came about the whole advice thing, I was like, I started revisiting so many conversations and I was like, wow, how many times I injected my own advice and it was never asked for. I just couldn't help myself. It was like it's like an itch. I know what to say. I know how to help you. So I'm going to throw my advice at you, whether you want to hear it or not. And it comes across in the wrong tone. It comes across in the wrong way. And then who's this guy on his high horse? Who the hell does he think he is? And I was really just trying to help, but it wasn't taken that way. So I think that's a big misconception to me.
How do you think that came to be?
What came to be?
One, the misconception. And two, this tendency of you to share how to, I guess, your advice or like knowing what to say.
Well, the misconception is something like it happened because humans naturally will take things how they are, depending on the context or I guess invalidating somebody. By sharing a story, they're going through something and then you share a story of how you had the same scenario happen to you. And it kind of like, it pulls them out of their spotlight, I guess a bit. And it's like, oh, well, I've been there before. I've gotten through it. And it's like, some people just want to be heard and they don't want you to fix it for them. I'm more, I guess, practical in that sense where I'm like, fix the fucking problem. Let's fix it. Mm. Right? Fix the problem. I know how to fix it. Here you go. And I figured if I can help somebody, which that's my intention is always to help, not to hurt. It's to help. And for me, it's like, oh, I'm helping this person. And sometimes you don't realize that what you're actually trying to do versus what's actually happening, right? The message has to be received just as it's intended. And if you're not effective in understanding of how a message is being relayed or received, you're not effectively communicating. Something I had to learn through other people, my mirrors, people in my life, you, Tarun, not many mirrors, but people in my life that said, you know, Andrew, that's not how it's being received. And it can come across like that. I'm like, that's bullshit. You know, I have my own ignorance. Like, I was just trying to help them. You know what? Fuck that person. They don't need my help then. I can't believe that. And it's like, I made it about me again. Once again, right? I made it about me instead of being kind and understanding. It's like, you know what? Maybe that's how it did come across. Because what I didn't realize also is that when I'm going through something and somebody injects their two cents, it's like, I don't want to hear that right now. So, yeah, I don't want to go off on a tangent, but...
No, you're not going off on a tangent. I was thinking about what question to ask you next, because I think there's more to unpack with this. But I also don't want you to start to feel like, I guess, a client. Truthfully, well, even though these are questions from a therapist.
I mean, one thing, again, it's our personalities are our personalities. Yeah. You work as a therapist, but our minds work exactly the same. If I were to shift and become a therapist, my questioning and my patterns would still be the same.
Yes.
Because this is how we think. This is how we unwrap things. You know, I don't therapize, you know, everybody asks that, right? Oh, so your girlfriend's a therapist. Ooh, so she must therapize you. And it's like, I hate to tell you this, but my mind works in the same way. So we're drawing guns. We're both drawing our guns at each other.
For me, it's like, even if I wasn't a therapist, I would probably still think this way.
Correct.
That's part of the reason what makes me a good therapist is that I do think this way. So then I guess I'll ask you this question. It's more like a reflection and then a question. The reflection is that it sounds like, or I wonder rather, if I guess like that tendency to give that advice and like solve the problem. I guess I wonder where that comes from you and what unhealed wounds you may be carrying that I guess leads you to fill or have a desire to fill. That like I want to help you and I want to help you my way. It's essentially like a child needing a certain amount of validation or attention. Not that you're a child, but there's an inner child in you that maybe didn't feel heard. I don't know if this is making sense at this point. Truthfully,
I just think that for me, it's I like to take immediate action. And it comes from a place of, I guess, feeling powerful, right? If you're able to help somebody, if I was ever put in the position where I could help somebody, I would help them. And I guess coming from my zone of fire, especially when it's in my wheelhouse of knowledge, I can't help but share it. I mean, I didn't learn things in my life to hold on to them. I learned them so I can give them. Right. That's the worst thing in life is things that you your talents that you don't share with the world. That's selfish. If you're a musician and you're great at it, you should play so others can hear it. So I just happen to have some knowledge that might help somebody someday. So I go and help them. And I think I'm helping them in the way they want to be helped, or in the most practical way that it would just make sense. This is the thing you need. This here it is. And that's it. Just like somebody who's broke, maybe you giving them money is like, oh, I'm going to solve their problem for them. And they're like, get away from me. How dare you disrespect me with your money? Mm-hmm. I don't need your money. It's like, wait a minute. I'm giving you money. How dare you? It's like they didn't ask to be helped or they didn't be asked to be helped in that way. Mm. See, it was more like an A and B. That just makes sense. Like, why wouldn't that work? And I guess that's how my mind works. Well, I guess my younger mind thought the contrast was, you know, this is black, this is white kind of thing. There was no gray area. It was just, this should solve the problem. Put a Band-Aid on the wound and move forward. I couldn't think of any other way that somebody would receive it, because I only saw it from my perception, from my view, right?
Yeah. I also think that there's a component of you having faced problems in your upbringing that you couldn't fix, and so, or that you didn't feel heard. And so that is the way that you feel heard, is by commanding that you're listened to because you make sense, especially when you're right. So thanks for sharing that. I think I can certainly think of people who can relate to this idea, because there are people who are very knowledgeable and they have good intentions and they want to help. But then when things aren't received well, they're like, oh, well, like, what's wrong? And then they end up beating themselves up. My second question is, what is the most accurate conception about you?
Conception or perception?
Is conception not a word by itself?
I don't know.
Is conception...
It's in concept? Is that a...
Within miss? I have to, like, Google that. Truthfully.
My conception. I don't perception. Let me see.
Taking a moment.
I will answer the question based on how...
Conception is a word, but it's about conceiving a child.
Contraception?
And it's also... No. That's preventing...
I know, it's maybe it's a variance of the word.
Conception is the action of conceiving a child of a child being conceived, or it's also the forming or devising of a plan or of an idea. So I guess my question is valid. I guess what is an accurate conception that people have about you? Like, I know an accurate conception that people have about me is that I am kind, but that depends on who you ask.
You know, interesting enough, I've only, I guess, gotten I guess feedback from people close to me. I think that was told that I guess I do have a big heart, or I do want to help people. Not really, but from the outside, I mean, I would always, it'd be nice to hear it from people that don't know, I guess, that aren't that intimate with me.
Sure.
I don't know, because I think a lot of the times people do have the wrong conception, the wrong impression of me. And I don't know how to change that. In recent years, I have tried more of just listening and not talking and not injecting my two cents, which I'm a lot better at, because I was out of control. So I guess with time, I had a conversation about this the other day, and one of my close friends, I was like, you know, how do you get in some of these networking circles, or how do you network with some of these big people that you never met before, and the next thing you know, now you're sitting at their house and you're shaking hands with big people? Like, what do you do? Like, he's like, well, what do you think is better, being interested or being interesting? And I'm like, he's like, what's the difference? I'm like, I guess interesting is having something to talk about and being a focal point. And he's like, yeah, but he's like, well, if you're interesting, I mean, you're interesting for the moment, you have this one thing and then you're quiet and there's nothing you could add. But when you're interested, you can appeal to everybody and you could just listen. And it's better to be interested than interesting. You hear people out, you listen to them. You don't have to add anything to the conversation besides listening, and effectively listening to them. And he told me that I'm good at that, even though I'm like, but this is the problem I face, because I like to talk, right? Not because I want to contribute to the conversation, especially for talking about things that I know about. I do know a lot about a fair share of topics, so I can add in value. But I think it's more or less, don't say shit. Don't give advice, just listen. And that's the part that I have to work on. So, but genuinely being interested, not faking. I can't fake being interested if I'm not interested. That's some people can do that. that's their game. I don't have that. That's not in me. But it was an interesting conversation nonetheless. And that's something that I'm trying to focus on.
Being more interested versus being interesting.
Just listening like I do, because I am interested, but not following up with follow up with questions, but don't follow up with injecting your own experiences and advice every time, unless it's asked of you.
I find it very interesting that you don't know what an accurate perception of you is.
I don't know.
Would say that an accurate perception of you is that you're straightforward. That's a quality that you have that is accurate, at least from what I know and observe, and how other people perceive you. They know that there's no, with you, there's no guessing, even if it is unsolicited or unwarranted advice. Unsolicited advice, unwarranted advice, even if it's not what people are looking for, they'll never have to guess your intentions, because it comes from a good place, even if it, even if the delivery isn't always gentle. I appreciate so much that you have answered these questions, because I think it's important for your self-reflection and to see if you know. But two, because this is a questions from a therapist episode, and the reason why I ask these questions is to see how aware are people of how people perceive them. Because so many of us truthfully fall into this trap of thinking that we're a certain way and not understanding when others don't see what we see. And that is very ego-driven. And so by asking these questions, it helps provide some insight into how aware you are and ultimately what that might mean. And then you also threw in that extra component, which I absolutely love. I'm going to use that from now on, the difference between being interesting versus being interested. And I think for somebody who is struggling with what you're struggling of, trying to not give unsolicited advice, listening and being interested, I think, is a great way to start. So I thank you for that. That was actually quite beautiful, the way that it flowed. And I hope that you listening can take something away, even if it's just, what question can I ask myself? If that made sense.
And I think it did. Very much so.
Thank you so much for being willing to be in the hot seat.
Thank you for asking such great questions. It definitely helps me like look into my own mind and explore that a little more.
I thoroughly enjoy questions from a therapist and questions to a therapist. I enjoy those too.
Coming soon to a future episode.
I thought you were going to say coming soon to a theater near you.
Well, not yet. But we don't have the budget yet for that, but maybe.
That's correct. Anyway, before we go off on a tangent, thank you all for listening. Hope this has added some type of value, and we will catch you on the next one.